Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salam to all of you. Welcome to another new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, where we're going to speak about balancing work and family. And today is 22nd of Zilqa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Urdibehisht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of May, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Al-Qasas, verse 27.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Qala inni uridu an unkihaka ihda banatayya hatayni ala an ta'jurani thamaniya hijaj. فَإِنْ أَتْمَمْتَ عَشْرًا فَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَيْكَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ
He said, Indeed, I wish to wed you one of these, my two daughters, on the condition that you serve me for 8 years. But if you complete 10, it will be as a favor from you. And I do not wish to put you in difficulty. You will find me, if Allah wills, from among the righteous.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The logic of Islam is that every effort should be given to some powerful, capable, and trustworthy persons so that the system of the society ends properly. If we study the causes of the defection of governments in length of history, we will see that the main factor has been giving the efforts to one of the mentioned two groups. It is interesting that everywhere in Islamic programs, often knowledge and piety have come beside each other. An authority of imitation must be just an expert in Islamic jurisprudence. A judge and a leader must be both expert in Islamic jurisprudence and also be just. During this week, we follow balancing work and family. We continue. Work-life balance is the relationship between your job and the other important things in your life. These may be things like your family, sports and social life, household chores, and volunteer commitment. If you feel like you have enough time for all of these things, you probably have a good work-life balance. Your work-life balance will most likely shift as your daily responsibilities change. With realistic expectations and some trial and error, you can help yourself and your family get a long-term work-life balance. If you find yourself working too much, it can lead to overwhelming exhaustion. You might feel emotionally distanced from your children or think you're a poor or ineffective spouse or parent. These feelings can take a severe toll on your mental health.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about patterns of balance between work and life and improving the quality of work life while maintaining family stability. At the micro and individual level, conditions can be considered that lead to strengthening individuals' goals and plans to create balance in work and life. During these programs, on the one hand, individuals should be able to participate in social activities, do household chores, and care for and raise children, and on the other hand, enjoy the work, which of course is partly related to how we choose the job. At the same time, reducing administrative working hours and trying to limit the hours that we are outside. And these elements and these factors look effective in reducing the stress in family and workers and the family members. Floating working hours and days for employees who have valid reasons, instead of emphasizing their physical presence, penalizing the non-use of annual leaves, and granting leave instead of other material rewards, providing recreational facilities for employees and their families, and other support measures of this kind should be considered. At the same time, at the macro level, the government can also be effective in this field by developing program strategies, promoting and providing cultural education, monitoring compliance with labor laws and regulations and implementing them, ensuring job security for employees, preventing multiple jobs, creating restrictions on overtime hours, and regulating work based on global standards.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Just notice to this short phrase, developed a routine. Balancing family and work life is all about consistency. Having a routine does not mean streamlining your daily chores and tasks. You must build a routine for yourself where you can unwind at the end of the day and de-stress your body. Developing a routine for yourself will help you stay more consistent and focus on your work, and you will also be able to spare time for your family. This will also help you that works for you and your family. If you are at an early bird, try to get some house or work tasks done in the morning before the kids wake up. This allows for quality breakfast time with the kids before they head off to school. If your kids have after-school sports and activities, consider packing dinner and having a picnic after the games. Part of balancing family life means creating memories with your loved ones, no matter where you are or what you are doing.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside, I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. It guides me through my darkest nights. It shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
This is today's special and the role of Islamic ethics in creating balance between work and personal life. Islamic morals, like honesty, trustworthiness, humility and respect for others, play a vital role in maintaining individual and societal harmony. A person who works diligently with honesty and integrity fosters trust among colleagues and the community, which reduces workplace stress and pressure. Additionally, humility and good character contribute to a positive and peaceful environment at work and home. These ethical behaviors promote a balanced and mentally healthy life by cultivating a sense of satisfaction, tranquility, and social stability.
So my brothers and sisters, the key to success is being thankful, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but what can we take away from our heart is being grateful. اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. This is a lesson for all of us to be able to take away. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, the movement of all things is glorification of Allah. We are not the only beings that thank. We only hear our own thanks, but everything around us that God has created thanks. He says, the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, those who, when they are in contemplation, they recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, every mountain echoes it, even though they are not able to hear it. Every time you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, every mountain around you echoes it. You cannot hear it. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab said, I saw al-Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam, he offered two rak'ah midway between Mecca and Medina. Because the Imam would travel from, often he would travel from Medina to Mecca and back in order to perform the Umrah and the Hajj. He says, I saw him offer two rak'ah between Mecca and Medina. While in prostration, he glorified Allah and the trees and the rocks echoed his glorification. The trees and the rocks around us were echoing his tasbih, his glorification. So when you give thanks, it's not just something that you are doing for yourself, you know, you're training your own nervous system. Everything around you, the mountains, the rocks, the trees, they also follow suit in tasbih. The only difference is our ears are not trained to hear them.
That was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening. We were speaking about balancing work and family, and inshallah we follow this topic to know more about it during this week. We leave you in Allah's care and blessing, and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized.
But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer.